And with us now on Coach's Corner, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons, it's Chris Mensing. Coach, how's it going today?
Going well. Thanks, Luke.
Hey, thanks for being your coach. We do appreciate it. Six straight wins for the Falcons now after a 41-8 win over Kenyon Wanamingo. Homecoming for the Falcons last night. You guys get the big win. The offense, obviously, playing very well, but the defense has been just as good, Coach. Take us through the game a little bit overall and how you thought the team played.
Yeah, you bet. It was good to be home last night for our homecoming after a couple long road trips up to Faribault and Randolph. So good to be back in those black uniforms last night. We had a wonderful crowd for homecoming. Our offense, like you said, we started fast last night. We scored four of our first five possessions. Had a chance right at the end of the half and threw a pick in the end zone. So offense was clicking definitely. Chase Christensen had a great night offensively catching the ball, and Dylan throwing it again. Dylan hit Chase on a 21-yard touchdown in our opening drive, and Atlee added the extra point. And our second score last night, Dylan hit Bryce Corson for a 25-yard touchdown, and Atlee added the extra point to take a 14-0 lead in the first quarter. In second quarter, offense continued with Chase catching another ball for 8 yards and Atlee adding the extra point. And then Kyle Daniels ran the ball in from 7 yards out, and then we went for two, and the point failed. So it took a 27-0 lead into halftime. Had an opportunity there to score as time expired and threw a pick in the end zone. But overall, we thought offense was moving well, and defense putting up the shutout. The first half was, I think we kept them pretty well in check. We gave up one late touchdown in the fourth, but open the second half, we got the ball. And then, like you said, our offense continued to click. Bryce Corson carried it in from 1 yard out for our first score in the third quarter. And then actually Bryce threw Dylan a pass for a two-point conversion for that two-point conversion. And then Dylan hit Chase Christensen from 16 yards out, and Atlee added the extra point for our 41 points there in the fourth quarter. And then Kenyon added a late touchdown to make this and the two-point conversion for that 41-8 final.
An impressive win, like you mentioned there, for Fillmore Central, 41-8. The defense has been really good, Coach, on the season, allowing just 8.3 points per game defensively. It's really been flying to the football, the Falcons. What's been working well for you guys on that side of the ball?
Well, I think they really pay attention to details. I think our defense is very fast, so teams have a hard time. You know, we have good pursuit, and like you said, we get a lot of kids to the ball. We talked a little bit about our defensive line last week, and I think, like I said, it definitely starts up front. Our coaches do a good job of coaching those kids up and keeping them fresh. We got a nice rotation there and some different packages that they're using to disguise things to keep teams off balance. And I think, our kids really do a good job in film study as well. So trying to pick up tendencies and things like that and play good team ball. I think that's the key.
And you mentioned, like we mentioned, the offense has been really good too. 32 points per game on the season coming out of this one against Kenyon Wanamingo, where you put up 41. We can roll through the offensive numbers, Coach, but another strong night for the offense.
Yeah, you bet. In the passing department, Dylan O'Connor was 17 out of 27 last night for 219 yards and 4 touchdowns. He did have 2 picks last night, which is uncommon, and obviously you want to protect the ball. But when you put it up that many times in the game, you're going to have some of that occasionally, but I think our kids did a good job of overcoming that. On the receiving end, those passes last night, we had a lot of the guys get receptions. 7 different guys caught balls last night. I thought Luke Hellickson had one of his best ball games. He had 4 catches for 54 yards. He's a real great possession receiver. You get the ball near him, and he's going to catch it. Had some big first downs for us last night. Kyle Daniels out of the backfield caught 2 balls for 12. Chase Christensen, like I said, had an outstanding night. 7 catches for 83 yards, and 3 of them were for touchdowns. Bryce Corson had 2 catches for 25 and a score. Dylan O'Connor caught a ball that one, yet 1 for 3 for that 2-point conversion. Noah Rothering came in and had a nice catch for 36 yards, took it up the sideline, and Jake Fischbacher with a catch for 9. In the rushing department, Anthony Keeney came in and ran the quarterback position, had 2 carries for 17 yards. Josh Haugrud from a slot position carried the ball once for 12. Jake Mandico had a carry for 4. Kyle Daniels, 4 carries for 19 yards in the score. Bryce Corson carried it 15 times for 51. Dylan O'Connor carried it 3 for 1. And Noah Rothering had 2 carries for 2 yards, and Jake Fischbacher 3 for 6. So overall, team stat-wise, we had over 300 yards, 311 yards of offense last night on 58 plays. And we did, like you say, defensively kept Kenyon in check. They had 48 plays for 146 yards, 53 through the air and 93 on the ground. So very happy with our kids' play and the special team. We did block 2 punts last night as well. So I think all phases were clicking last night.
All 3 phases of the game, indeed. Again, Fillmore Central picking up that win over Kenyon Wanamingo last night at home, 41-8. Coach, did you want to roll through those defensive stats as well? A defense that played very well.
Yeah, I'd love to do that because, like you say, defense wins games, and if we can keep people out of the end zone, that's key. Our goal every week is for that shutout. I know our defense takes a lot of pride in that. So, got a lot of kids in the game last night defensively. Anthony Keeney had a solo tackle. Josh Haugard and Jake Mandico each had a pair of solo tackles. Greg Kennedy came in the game, had a nice solo tackle. Kyle Daniels, from his linebacker, had 2 solos, 1 assisted, and 1 solo for loss. Chase Christensen, I thought defensively, you know, we talked about him a little bit offensively, but defensively he really had a great game, and on his kickoff coverage did a nice job again last night, 3 solo tackles. Bryce Corson, Connor Hovey each had a solo tackle. Cody Surfling with an assisted tackle. Noah Rothering at defensive end had a solo tackle. Sam Springer at corner did a great job coming up on the run and supporting that, keeping balls in front of him. Had 2 solo tackles. Garrett Gosman once again led us with 8 tackles last night. He's our defensive leader. 4 solos, 4 assists, 2 solos for loss, and an assist for loss. Atlee Hertzberger, his linebacker, had 1 solo and 1 assist and an assisted tackle for loss. Joey Ristow at defensive end had an assisted tackle. Lincoln Iverson at defensive tackle, another great game. 3 solos, 1 assisted tackle, and 1 solo for loss. Freshman Brody Niemeyer came in and had 3 solo tackles. From a defensive tackle position. Good to see him get some action last night. Gunnar Benson, always solid. 3 solos, 1 assist, and 1 solo for loss. And like I said, Gunnar also had both blocked punts last night. The young man has a motor and gets off the ball so quick. He's a problem for a lot of offenses. Will Parker at defensive end, solid game, solo and an assist. Zach Craig as well had a solo and assisted tackle as well last night.
Coach, 6-0 now on the season. The Fillmore Central Falcons coming off that 41-8 win over Kenyon Wanamingo. You get Wabasha Kellogg next week. A tough team to prepare for because the offense is so unique that they run. What do you expect to see from the Wabasha Kellogg Falcons?
Yeah, you got it. Coach Klingbeil, he runs stuff that you don't run into, and it's going to take it's a short week as well. You know, our schedule coming up, we play on a Thursday, then a Wednesday, and then you open up playoffs on a Tuesday. So, again, those different schedules, short weeks, to get your kids prepared for that single wing offense. It'll be a challenge for our kids that they'll look forward to this week.
Chris Mensink with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons, coming off that 41-8 win over Kenyon Wanamingo last night. They're 6-0 on the season and have Wabasha Kellogg next week. Coach, anything else you want to add here as we wrap things up?
Yeah, just want to thank Randy and Tanny Mayer, Adam and Jody Daniels, Howard and Angie Haugrud, Harvey and Amy Hirschberger, and Lynn and Kim Ristow for the wonderful meal last night. It was a great homecoming week. I know as a coach, you always it's not one of your favorite weeks because there's so many things going on and distractions and things like that. But our kids did an awesome job this week of focusing in, and we had some great practices this week. And Dwayne Ledeen and the band sounded wonderful, and Tara Corson and the cheer team did a great job leading that Pep Fest and performing last night. So thanks for the community support. We had a great crowd on hand last night as well. So it's always good to be home and play in front of your home fans.
Chris Mensing with us, the head coach of the Fillmore Central Falcons. 6-0 on the season. They take on Wabasha Kellogg next week. Coach, we appreciate the time. As always, thank you so much, and good luck next week on the short week, a Thursday night game against Wabasha Kellogg.
Yeah, you bet, and thank you for everything, Luke. Appreciate it.
We appreciate that. We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.